Welcome back, 0.3 people, to another exciting episode of the 0.3 podcast. We're excited to have you with us once again as we discuss the latest happenings in the world of superheroes. In this episode, we're previewing the Marvels. And just a quick heads up, we won't be holding back on the spoilers, so consider this your official spoiler warning. Whether you're a longtime listener or you're just joining us, we're excited to have you. Get ready for a preview like no other as we don our capes of critique and take flight into the heart of the Marvels. This is your friendly neighborhood podcast, and we're about to web-sling our way into the world of superheroes and villains once more.
Well, listen, your favorite trio of hosts, we're here. We're going to be talking the Marvels. So a quick rundown for those of you that aren't familiar, for whatever reason, whether you are anti-MCU, just kidding, or you just haven't been staying up to date with the Marvels, what do we know so far? Who's going to be a part of this movie? We know that we're going to have Brie Larson returning as Carol Danvers, Iman Vellani as Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan. Kamala's family is going to be in this, brother, mother, father. Monica Rambeau, she is jumping to the big screen after making her debut on Disney Plus in WandaVision. And then, of course, we have Samuel L. Jackson reprising his role as Nick Fury. And then here's a big one, a little Loki connection here with Tom Hiddleston. Zoe Ashton is playing a villain in the movie, Dar-Ben. She is going to be playing a Kree that has a grudge against Carol Danvers. What's the movie going to be about? A quick recap of what do we know so far about the storyline. Listen, Captain Marvel reclaimed her identity from the Kree. She took revenge on the Supreme Intelligence, but some unintended consequences see Carol shouldering the burden of a destabilized universe when her duties send her to or through a wormhole linked to a Kree revolutionary. Her powers become entangled with Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel, and with Monica Rambeau. We've seen some trailers, but there are some things that we don't necessarily know about the movie. Three big highlights that we have here at the 0.3 podcast that we want answered in just a few days. How are Captain Marvel, Monica Rambeau, and Miss Marvel's light powers entangled? How does the villain Dar-Ben have a second bangle? And we know this takes place after Miss Marvel, but where is this movie going to land on the MCU timeline? So Hero Scroll, what do you want to see from this movie?
So personally, I feel like it needs to accomplish two big things, right? It needs to really be a showcase of the three of them, Kamala, Brie Larson's Captain Marvel, and Photon. It needs to showcase them in power set and personality. We need to see what they can really, really do with their powers, how unique they are, how cool and interesting they are, but more importantly, their personality. I think Iman Vellani's Miss Marvel is leaps and bounds in both of these already, in both power set and personality, especially the personality department. We know her personality, and it's a really good personality. It makes her an interesting character. But for Monica Rambeau and Captain Marvel, unfortunately, the time that they've been given hasn't really been able to captivate the audience. So I think that's the big thing. Make us care about Captain Marvel. Stop telling us that we need to care. And I think the same goes for Photon. I don't think they've been forcing her down our throats, but I just want us to really like her, both of them, you know? And then the next big thing that I personally think would be nice is continuing to advance the cosmic side of the MCU. I know we're in the middle of this multiversal saga, and I do think we need to see that too. But the cosmic side, this is a great opportunity to really like showcase some new characters, you know, more connections. For example, seeing somehow this connect to the Eternals, I think would be really neat. Like if at the end of it, she somehow runs into the Eternals that are on the light ship with Star Fox, I think his name is. That'd be really cool. So those are the two big things that I want.
Spider-Brando, what you got?
I agree with the connect with the space. You're seeing like the Eternals. I think that would be awesome. It would be, if Eternals just came out like what, a year ago? No, not a year ago.
Year two.
2 years ago on this day or around this time frame. And it still feels so out of place. We still haven't gotten a mention of the little celestial just sticking out of the ocean. So it would be cool to see them again. And like Hero said, I want to see the three interact with one another and kind of just show why they work together or how they can work together and deal with their entangled problem. Because that's something that's pretty hard to work through, as you may not know exactly where you're ever going to go. It reminds me of time slipping, but within the same, not time slipping, just like slipping, I guess. But I'd also like to see some form of incursion, as we've gotten a lot of rumors and TV spots with potentially mentioning incursions and developing the multiverse saga, especially after the weekend after the finale of Loki comes out, this movie drops. How much more could Disney fans, Marvel fans be eaten if we go to see something big happen in Loki season 2 finale and then something big happen in the Marvels that same weekend? I feel like that'll really set a nice precedent for the multiverse saga. But I don't want to see Flash level CGI. I will say that. So a lot to look forward to in this movie.
Yeah, man. I think that's like my number one thing is, how is it going to look visually? I think with the power sets that we have in play, if they flop on the visuals, this movie is going to struggle.
Yeah.
But the other piece where I think that they may drop the ball is if their powers are entangled and they work when they're activating them, you know, especially in the trailer spots, you know, that they're going to have to work together in some possible way to overcome the main villain, you know, the main antagonist. I hope it's organic feeling in terms of their teamwork and how they really get to know each other, and kind of it's second nature for them to time slip, right? But to switch places and all that kind of stuff. But we have seen Disney Plus, Ms. Marvel, Monica Rambeau, and let's face it, we saw Gaia with Captain Marvel powers in Secret Invasion. So we kind of seen this recently in terms of all their power sets. I'm expecting that it's grander on this stage, but this is one where I will say, if they don't integrate the storylines from another project that we've seen in the MCU, again, the incursions, we've been big proponents here of, this is where you can pull in 838. This is where you can get Monica Rambeau meeting her mom finally again, Photon, if she survived the Scarlet Witch attack. This is where you can get the revenge factor, Mordo, all those characters from that other Earth. You can tie that in. This would be a really cool story to make fun. Is it going to be enough to overcome the stain that is everlasting for a lot of people when it comes to Captain Marvel? Even her beatdown or attempts at Thanos weren't enough for people to be like, oh, Captain Marvel is awesome. For us, it's cool. But as a main character in this, $1 billion isn't going to be at the box office. It's going to be super low. Again, this is projected to dip below The Flash and Black Adam. Probably you'll be more in the realm of Shazam, to be honest with you, which is wild to say. I just don't think that the box office will be a true reflection of what this movie is going to do. It needs to just strike a little bit of the chords that people have been looking for from an MCU movie, post Guardians 3.
I think as long as it does what we've asked from it and delivers on something really big, especially because it seems like they're promising something a little bigger. The teases are getting kind of out of hand at this point. So if nothing happens, I think that's the worst case scenario for this movie.
My live spot, and they're dropping the Infinity War style as we're recording this right now. We are getting a live Marvel's trailer spot during Monday Night Football. Oof. Yeah, check YouTube shorts for this one, because we're going to have a quick instant reaction to see what we got, because it is definitely different footage. I will tell you that. It is definitely different. So stay tuned to the Point 3 podcast. But listen, everyone, we appreciate each and every one of you for listening. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Point 3 podcast. Do not forget to join us Wednesday, 9:05, live stream Wednesdays for the Point 3 podcast, where we're discussing the latest news, reviews, and insider scoops. Also, catch the full episode of our podcast anywhere where you listen. If you are watching the Marvels this week, let us know your thoughts over at the Point 3 podcast on Instagram or TikTok, so we can feature your comments in our next review episode. Until then, everyone, all you Point 3 people, keep watching, keep reading, and keep nerding out.